The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. And so talking about this hour, how other teams slowed down Ohio State. Just went over Nebraska. If you want to, sort of see some visuals, see Blake Brockmeyer's breakdown, I actually have it pinned on the front page over on the MichiganInsider.com. But to give you the vitals from the Penn State game, the score was 33-24. Ohio State's total yards that day, 466. That's the worst this season for them. So they held them to their lowest output. This was in Columbus, by the way. 6.8 yards per play was their second worst this season. Obviously, we just laid out the worst, which was at Nebraska, which is 5.89, as we went over in the last segment. You had, for the stat line for C.J. Stroud, he was much more efficient, didn't put the ball in harm's way as much, 22 of 34 for 305 yards. But Penn State, as was noted by Blake in the breakdown, they were more aggressive with how they attacked the Ohio State offense. They took more chances than Nebraska did, and their method was pretty effective too, because they have a really athletic defense, as we know. I think the approach for Michigan on the back end that would probably mirror Nebraska's more, or at least they won't be as aggressive on the back end as Penn State was, I don't think. I think they'll force them to be more methodical, to rely on their guys to come up and make plays in space. But up front, Ira, very similar to Nebraska. A lot of movement up front. And then they would show pressure and come out of it, which Michigan likes to do a lot. They do a great job of disguising not just coverages, but pressures as well. That was something that really, at times, seemed to mess with Ohio State's front, not knowing where the pressure was coming from. And Penn State's defensive line played really well. And Blake noted they play especially well on the edge, where we know that Penn State has some good ends, right? Michigan has some better ends. And that was, if something is going to translate from that game, I would point to that. I can't say the guy's last name, Ira. Ebiketie, is that how you say his name? The other end from Penn State?
Sure.
Number 17?
That's how you say it, number 17.
All right. Well, hey, man. He, in one of these clips, I mean, he comes. He bends the edge, and it's like, man, it's, if that's Aiden Hutchinson or David Ajabo even, and then some of the games that they ran up front as well to help get those guys free or to free other guys up, I think is a big deal. That messed Ohio State in this game. So if you want to do some takeaways from the contest or from these two contests, to me, the biggest takeaway is all of the different twists and stunts that they came with up front. And in the case of Penn State, how effective their ends were in that game. We know they're good. Jesse Luketa and then Arnold Ebiketie. I'm going to call the man Ebiketie. Those two guys did a good job of helping to get pressure, and they ultimately got done in because Ohio State or Penn State forces a turnover, Ira. They go and they force a fumble, and then they turn it over to the next play. Like, come on, offense. Don't give them extra opportunities, man, especially when we make a play. So to me, if there is a takeaway from those two contests that can be applied, the importance of pressure up front. And this is with different styles on the back end. One very conservative, one a little more aggressive, but the common theme was what they did up front, how successful they were up front. Those guys aren't bulletproof, Ira. And the way you get some the way you you affect them, the way maybe a couple of bullets, like a bulletproof vest has some vulnerabilities, right? It has some vulnerabilities. Well, so do they.
I'm starting to wait. I'm waiting for you to start giving the speech from Rocky IV. He's human too. He bleeds too.
Yeah, they got they. So now, what are you concerned about if you're Michigan? What am I concerned about having watched all this film? Their coverage over the middle. I mean, Michigan has been they have been knifed in the middle a little bit here over the last few games, especially. And you have, you know, you have a case in Maryland where it's Maryland, so they can't take full advantage of the opportunities that they had. I mean, I think I said to you, you weren't there at the time. I may have tweeted it that the guy wide open in the end zone. They got wide open in the end zone, and you saw Tagovailoa throw it over his head. He did something like that in Michigan State game, too. That's a touchdown versus Ohio State. They have got to be tighter in the middle. Their linebackers and safeties have to do a great job of tackling in space. And then the other thing to be mindful of, and this is something that Vance talked about. I mean, you know, they got bothered. Michigan did. They got creased a couple of times by the running backs that couldn't go. I mean, they don't have a Trevion Henderson, so it doesn't hurt you as much when they get an opening. But you know, counters and powers, movement of the offensive pulling linemen and triggering quickly at the linebacker level, that didn't happen as often against Maryland as it's going to need to against Ohio State. So you see some things in there. You might look at it and you say, hey, man, I'm worried about these corners because these Ohio State receivers. That's not my biggest concern. Biggest concern is, like I said, coverage over the middle and then fitting the run properly, consistently. Consistently. They can do those things. You keep them in check. Because you aren't going to stop them. You aren't going to stop them. The key is to slow them down. And give your offense a chance to go to work on a defense that you heard Al Borges come on and talk about it. Now, look, this squad, this defensive unit, they were being referred to a lot like Michigan State's defensive unit earlier in the year. I mean, these dudes weren't gangbusters now.
Sam, in the brief moment that Michigan State actually was still in their game plan, very early on in that game, Walker had like two runs where he had like a couple cutback lanes. There are things that can be gotten against this defense, in particular in the ground game. And as you've been are very articulate in pointing out for the last many weeks now, Michigan is building their offense to get to this point.
Yeah, and man, I tell you what, the introduction of Donovan Edwards to the fold. So obviously Blake Corum makes the trip last week, right? And if they needed, like, if they absolutely
break
had
glass
to have,
in case of emergency.
Yeah, he was a break glass in case of emergency guy. But hey, gonna go with the young fella and see what he got. And the first time he got extended action, Ira, the first time he sets a record. This dude is different. Oh, that is a problem for Ohio State. That dude, one game it may be. We've seen this dude enough to know. What you saw from Donovan Edwards, he did all the time in high school, all the time. Like, you could do so many things with him, and so how do you match up with him? They got to be thinking that. Like, when he's on the field, how do we cover that? That's a problem. That's why you heard me say last week, and it's easy, right, to say you see him put up 170 yards in the air. Yeah, you got to use him. No, the chess piece that he is, the decoy that he could be in this contest is huge. But I think he is one of their primary playmakers in this contest because this is a unit, and talking about Ohio State, that has simplified a ton. And Borges made the point. He said, you know, you do that so the guys don't have to think as much. And it was clear that there's a lot of confusion out the gate. So, you know, it looks different. The shell that they play from is different, but they don't do a whole lot out of it. Now, are they going to bring a couple wrinkles out for the Michigan game? Sure they will. But are they going to bring a ton of them? This group? No, Ira, they struggled when they asked this group to do a lot.
So doesn't this kind of play? This is kind of a similarity to what we've talked about recently about the last few years on defense, where they only had so many tools in the bag that they've repped and practiced. Right? You can try to go to something else, but how much have you repped it and practiced it, and how much can the guys execute it? So how much does Ohio State have that they've left behind that the guys can execute? We don't have the answer to the question, and I don't know if it can be a lot. I'm assuming it can't be based on what we've heard about the team and the fact that they are one less coach available because they have their defensive coordinator got basically demoted and fired. Well, not fired, but removed from actually coaching. So it seems like they do have some limitations. Doesn't mean they aren't a good defense, but they do have some limitations, and you should be able to attack them in certain ways.
Yeah, after the first quarter, you'll know what they are. Is the point that I'm getting at. Like a lot of teams you play halftime. We just talked about halftime adjustments earlier, and how Michigan was at a deficit in those two games where they ran away in the second half. They just didn't have a lot of go-tos other than Don Brown's defense is what you see, what you get defense. Right? There just weren't a lot of counters. And that's why, as you try to put together, well, why were they so successful coming out of the locker room those 2 years? Because there just wasn't a whole lot more to do, right? They come out of the gate. It's a game. They're going back and forth. And then, boom, it's like a bomb hits after the break. Because there just was – you're exhausted. You emptied the clip in the first half. And I think that's Ohio State's defense this year. A lot of good players playing much more sound football, but I don't think that they're going to be able to offer a lot of counters past what you see in the first half. We shall see, right? We shall see. We also shall see how this game impacts recruiting, as there are some big-time guys set to be on campus. We've talked a lot about Damani Jackson. You're going to hear about Zeke Berry in the recruiting roundup coming up here, right? Keontae Goodwin, this big five-star offensive lineman. They said, that dude's a high schooler? Tweeted his picture the other day, Steve Wilfong.
That is a man-child of a mountain.
I don't know if there's such thing as a man-child that looks like that. I mean, that's like a grown man impersonating a child.
He looks like a GAM, Sam. A grown bleep man. Is that what you want me to say? Because that's what he looks like.
Yeah, he does. He is a huge human being that's set to be on campus. And there could be some other surprise. Mentioned some surprises. That was a surprise to a lot of people. There could still be some more. So at any rate, big, big recruiting weekend for the Maize and Blue. We'll get into that a little bit here on the other side. Before we get to the break, I want to remind you folks, if you find yourself in need of tree trimming services, pruning services, even this time of year, you think that, man, I guess I missed my window. These tree companies, they're hanging them up. They're going into hibernation for the winter. A lot of them do. Now, Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor, they're different. Well, it starts with how they treat you, the customer, right? Customer service is second to none. Treat your property as if it were their own. They return phone calls in hours, not days. I mean, they're right back. Digital proposals in hours, not days. Serving all of Washtenaw, Livingston County with state-of-the-art equipment, with safety-oriented as well. They do the job better than all the rest. And, you know, we told you oak pruning season, that window was almost closed. But if you have some needs, they can take care of you there. And then, of course, those emergencies that emerge in the wintertime because of the weather, right? Because of the ice and snow that might cause a tree to fall or make a branch that you feel like is problematic on your property, that you better do something about it. Monster can take care of all those jobs. So serving all of Washtenaw and Livingston counties, if you need Monster, you can find them at whymonster.com. That's why. W-H-Y, monster.com, or call Mike at 734-385-4444. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side with the recruiting roundup here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
Go blue, baby.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games,
player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.